Today I would like to talk about reverence for our God. I feel like God's people have lost their sense of reverence. I was shocked some years ago when I fully realized that Moses was not allowed to enter the promised land because he had not shown reverence for God before the Israelites. Let us read that story found in Numbers 20:2-13. Now there was no water for the community, and the people gathered in opposition to Moses and Aaron. They quarreled with Moses and said, "If only we had died when our brothers fell dead before the Lord. Why did you bring the Lord's community into this wilderness that we and our livestock should die here? Why did you bring us up out of Egypt to this terrible place? It has no grain or figs, grapevines or pomegranates, and there is no water to drink." Moses and Aaron went from the assembly to the entrance to the tent of meeting and fell face down, and the glory of the Lord appeared to them. The Lord said to Moses, "Take the staff, and you and your brother Aaron gather the assembly together. Speak to the rock before their eyes, and it will pour out its water. You will bring water out of the rock for the community, so they and their livestock can drink." So Moses took the staff from the Lord's presence just as he commanded him. He and Aaron gathered the assembly together in front of the rock, and Moses said to them, "Listen, you rebels, must we bring you water out of this rock?" Then Moses raised his arm and struck the rock twice with his staff. Water gushed out, and the community and their livestock drank. But the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "Because you did not trust in me enough to honor me as holy in the sight of the Israelites, you will not bring this community into the land I give them." These were the waters of Meribah, where the Israelites quarreled with the Lord and where he was proved holy among them. So, what were the issues God had with Moses and Aaron? Number one was obedience. "Because both of you rebelled against my command at the waters of Meribah." Numbers 20:24. God told them to speak instead of strike. In Exodus 17, we read of the first time the Israelites were without water and they complained, and Moses was told to strike the rock and water gushed out. "Both of you disobeyed my command to honor me as holy before their eyes." Numbers 27:14. "Because you did not uphold my holiness among the Israelites." Deuteronomy 32:51. "By the waters of Meribah they angered the Lord, and trouble came to Moses because of them, for they rebelled against the Spirit of God, and rash words came from Moses' lips." Psalm 106:32-33. Number one was obedience. Number two is trust. "You did not trust me enough to honor me as holy in the sight of the Israelites." Numbers 20:12. Number three was self-control. "Rash words came from Moses' lips." Psalm 106:33. "Listen, you rebels," he said. And he raised his arm and struck the rock twice. Numbers 20, number 10, verse 20. Number four, casting blame on others. In Moses' final words to the Israelites, he mentions twice, "Because of you, the Lord was angry with me." Deuteronomy 3:26. "The Lord was angry with me because of you." Deuteronomy 4:21. "Trouble came to Moses because of them." Psalm 106:32. And lastly, number five, dishonoring God. God's biggest issue with Moses in this whole story is his holiness was not honored or upheld. And what were the consequences? Moses and Aaron lost the privilege of entering the promised land. I just think of, after all they'd done to save the Israelites from being destroyed, intervening for them and falling face down before God. But no. God said, "You will not bring this community into the land I give them." Numbers 20:12. Therefore you will see the land from a distance. Deuteronomy 32:52. Now the Lord was angry with me on your account and swore that I should not cross the Jordan and that I should not enter the good land which the Lord your God has given you as an inheritance. Deuteronomy 4:21. I pleaded with the Lord. Because of you, the Lord was angry with me and would not listen to me. That is enough, the Lord said. Do not speak to me anymore about this matter. Deuteronomy 3:23-26. A second consequence was that they lost the privilege and commission that they were given, and it was given to Joshua. Let's read Numbers 27:18-19 and 22-23. So the Lord said to Moses, take Joshua, son of Nun, a man in whom is the spirit of leadership, and lay your hand on him. Have him stand before Eleazar the priest and the entire assembly and commission him in their presence. Moses did as the Lord commanded him. Moses honored God in obeying his instructions to commission Joshua. He finished well as he encouraged Joshua to be courageous as they entered the promised land, as well as recapping their history, how God had led them, reviewing God's instructions and promises. Deuteronomy 31. So how does this apply to us today? Number one, we are to uphold God's honor and holiness by our actions and words, especially those who are in leadership. Number two, obey God's word and commands. Number three, trust him completely. What he tells us to do, we must do, regardless of the impossible circumstances. Number four, don't cast blame on others. Take it on yourself and ask for forgiveness. Number five, be self-controlled, especially with your words. Proverbs 12:18 tells us, reckless words pierce like a sword, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. 1 Peter 1:15, be holy in all manner of conversation. Our prayer as we close this session. Gracious Father, we do not want to incur your anger, lose privileges and ministry you have for us, and be a bad testimony before the people that we serve. Forgive us for not giving you the reverence you deserve and that you require of us. Strengthen us to uphold your holiness, to be strong and courageous. And Father, strengthen us to ask for forgiveness and to continue to be obedient after making mistakes. In Jesus' name, amen.